The topic tonight is Chasing the Image, Part 2. Now, I don't know how many of you were here the last time I spoke about the message entitled Chasing the Image. And what I need to do tonight is I need to take it a step further. I need to talk about more so the answer and do some more exposure on the images, the present day images that are deadly, that are dangerous, and that we may quickly overlook if we're not spiritually aware and cognizant of what God is saying about this particular image. So, Chasing the Image, Part 2. The scripture we're going to go at, we're going to go to is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse. We're just going to read one verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. We'll read both verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15 reads, "But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart," speaking about Israel. "Nevertheless, when it shall be turned to the Lord," it is meaning the heart, "the veil shall be taken away." Here in this passage of scripture, it is talking about a veil, which is symbolic to, let's say, a curtain, something that is blocking or obstructing a view from something, of something that you cannot see clearly. This veil was on the children of Israel's hearts. And the Bible says in the 16th verse, when it, referring to the heart, and that's also referring even today to the present heart of each and every one of us, when that heart is turned to the Lord, the veil is taken away. In other words, you will begin to see clearly. How many want to see clearly? See, when you're not seeing clearly, what happens? You stumble, you fall, you hurt yourself. And sometimes you don't even realize the fact that you're hurting yourself because you simply cannot see clearly. Now, how many of us have been impressed in life? Something impressed you? Every single one of us. All of us. All of us have been impressed. And all of us are impressionable, just like children. It's easy to impress kids. But the truth of the matter is, whether we're really young or whether we're a young adult or whether we're just adults, all of us are impressionable. You know what to be impressed means? You know what it means? If you were to look it up in the dictionary, listen to this. To apply with pressure so as to imprint, to produce as a mark by pressure, to mark by or as if by pressure or stamping. That's what it means to be impressed. I can remember way back when we were kids, we would watch Kung Fu movies, and after the movies, my brother and I would be like, "Whoa!" Y'all know what I'm talking about. We would fight. I'm talking fight. We would actually try to imitate what we were just watching. Serious. We would like go hard with it, hurt each other with it. Roundhouses. I mean, we didn't go to school or anything. We simply watched Kung Fu movies. And we were impressed by some of the amazing things that we've seen. And we tried to copy and do the same things. And we had fun. That same incident is what you and I do all of our lives. All of our lives, we do that same thing. We're impressed, and we try to copy it. Or sometimes we're impressed, and in our hearts we say, I wish I could copy it. Like when many people used to watch Michael Jordan, who was an amazing basketball player. Some would try, and some would just imagine it in their hearts, not having the physical capabilities to actually do it. But we need to be very careful about what impresses us. Because remember what I gave that dictionary, the definition in the dictionary I gave you of impress? To mark, to stamp in your heart. You see, all of us, according to Genesis, the book of principles, the book of beginnings, all of us were created in the image and likeness of God. And if you were to really read Genesis and look at what God Almighty was saying to Adam, even when he told him to have dominion, to replenish, to subdue, you know what he was saying? To be like God. And you could say to yourself, well, how do you know? There's nowhere in Genesis that said, God said, be like me. No. You could see the heart of God in Jesus Christ. When Jesus says, be ye holy as your Father in heaven is holy. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, it says, walk in love as Jesus Christ also has loved us. And if you were to really study and to dissect the message of God, you would see that God is saying to a people who were created in his image and in his likeness to be like God. Amen. Satan comes along and he says, no, 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 no. Be unlike God. Be unholy, unrighteous. Don't walk in love. We sung a song earlier and it said, it's all about you. Satan would pervert that truth and to make us believe that it's all about us. He does it at a very young age. He does it to adults. He does it to children. It's all about you, meaning me and you, and not God. When, like the song says, that's why it's so powerful to sing songs of truth. No, no, no. It's all about God. It's all about Christ, the Creator, who put us here, who is keeping breath and life into our beings. It is all about Jesus, whether we agree or not, it's all about Christ Jesus. And if you don't agree with that, I pray that by the end of this service, the end of this message, you will, because it is very important. Now listen, Satan spends tons of money, tons of wisdom to pervert our minds with images. All of us in here, when I told you we were impressionable, all of us are image chasers. It's just a matter of which image will we chase. It's a matter of what will we allow to impress us. I know this for sure because when God changed my heart, some of the things that used to impress me, I look at it and I frown on now because of the work of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that has done a work in my heart. I realize I'm able to look at an image and say, Satan, you are a liar. You know, a lot of times the Bible tells us, listen, the Bible tells us to resist the devil. How many of you know that? Here's the thing that we don't really, really get into the depths of. Listen to this carefully. When we think about resisting the devil, we're usually thinking about an encounter. For instance, somebody comes to you. You haven't smoked marijuana yet at all. You have some friends that smoke it, and you happen to be with them, and they just pass it to you. Come on, here, you're next. Now, in your mind, you said, this right here is not God. No, I'm not. No, no, I'm going to resist the devil. See, when it's an action being done by people, it's usually a little bit more noticeable for those of us who read the word to say, no, 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 this is something right here that I need to resist. And praise God if you live that and you want to do that. But there is even more, the resisting goes even a little bit more deeper than that. A little bit more deeper than the actual encounter of people. Like magazines and billboards and music and some movies. See, a lot of time we look at images all the time and we don't resist them. And guess what? If you and I don't resist a lot of the images that we see, we take the image, we gaze upon it, we study it, We may smile. We may say, wow. We may begin to be impressed. And if we are impressed in our hearts, guess what? We go after what impresses us instead of resisting that image. How many are understanding that? Because we're all image chasers. Everyone, those of us who love Christ, those of us who have nothing to do with Christ, you are chasing some image that the devil has put before you. You see, when God spoke to mankind, he gave man instructions. You notice God didn't make Adam and said, carry on, have a good time, I'll see you later. He gave him instructions. He told him what to do. He told him what not to do. He gave him a reflection of who he was to be. And you see, a lot of times that's what we need. You see, all of us, we don't realize this, but listen to this carefully. All of us, every human being who encounters Christ, until they encounter Christ, mankind is constantly asking this question. Even if it's unconsciously, he is asking this question. This is what everyone's asking with their lives. What am I doing here? Why am I here? And what am I supposed to be doing? Who am I supposed to be looking like? And the devil knows that. That's why he comes and he tries to answer those questions in your heart. You're supposed to look like this. And you'll see a girl with shorts all the way up to here. And her legs are showing. And she got on some high heels. And she got her face painted up with 7 colors on it. And it's a big billboard just posted there. Or you'll see some celebrity and he'll have a look on him like, it's all about me. With some jewelry on his arms or on his neck. And with a look that says, it's all about me. And if you don't have some kind of defense in your heart and in your mind, if you don't resist that, you'll emulate that. You'll go after that, male or female. Black, white, brown, it doesn't make a difference. God, the devil has an image for you to chase. And if you don't like one, you will like the other. Because he is trying hard to work at lying to you through images so that you will have the question answered of what you think you should be doing on this earth and why you were on this earth. And all of those images will equal the same thing. It's all about you. My space. iPhone. iPad. YouTube. That's why I like God too. Praise God. You see, in Genesis, God was saying that he was creating us in his image and in his likeness. And due to the fallen nature, we don't have that likeness of God. We don't want to walk in that likeness. We want to walk in a likeness that reflects us. So God created man in his own image. And now here we are spending the rest of our lives because we don't know that image. We try to make God into our image. And we say, God, I understand that there may be something that conflicts with what you want from me, but I seem to be enjoying living a way that pleases me. That's what it means to be ungodly. That's what it means to live in sin. To live for you and do what pleases you regardless of what God or anyone else thinks about it. That's what sin means. And to live in holiness and to live in love and to live in purity means to live for God. And to live a way of life that God says you should live. And at the end, you stand before the God who created you, placing your crown upon his feet and wanting and desiring to hear the words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." You know, like I said before about the Kung Fu movie, you know, there was a lot of kids nowadays listening to music, and I spoke about this before, and they kind of just, you can get music and you can not get into the lyrics, but whether you get into the lyrics and understand what's being said or not, the lyrics are getting into you. And you don't understand this, but when those words get into you, see, Satan is brilliant. And he knows that if he can put false information into your life, you will live it. That's why a lot of times certain things I listen to, certain places where I even go to get a haircut and I listen to certain things, I don't even want to hear it. I see the traps in the music. It doesn't matter if he decorates it with a nice sound and a nice beat to get your shoulders to start bopping back and forth. He has a plan and he has a trick up his sleeve for you. And before you even realize what he's done, he's already planted millions of seeds into your mind. At the name and at the expense called entertainment. If you think for 1 minute that Satan wants to entertain you, you got another thing coming. You know, there was a meeting that took place. If you ever read the book of Job in the first chapter, the Bible says the sons of God was getting together and Satan was there. And the Lord asked Satan, where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? And Satan replies and says, walking to and from the earth, up and down. But he doesn't say what he was doing. And if you go to the book of Peter, Peter begins to give you the detailed information that Satan wasn't giving you. Because how many know when the Lord asked that question, God who knows all things, he usually asks questions to expose other things because he knows all things. So he asked the devil, where was he? So that reply can be heard for you and I. Okay, understand that. In the book of Peter, in the fifth chapter, Peter says the devil walks around. I'll tell you what he's walking around doing. He's walking around like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Now, if you know that, it will help guard your decisions. If you know that, because a lot of times we leave the doors and we don't realize that we have an adversary out there. We don't realize that. We don't really let it take in. Somebody is trying to do some serious harm to you and I. Somebody hates the fact that you would dare come to church and hear the word of God, that you might be connected to the awesome, majestic, holy, righteous, all-knowing God. Someone has a problem with that, and his name is Satan. And God wants to expose him tonight. So even if the service was to end right now, this is the thing you have to say to yourself. What I've learned is there are some images and billboards and certain magazines. There's some magazines we should never buy. And you see people on the train looking at them. Soft porn. It's not porn, but it's so close to porn. Boy, I tell you, it might as well have an X on the front of the cover. Same with music. Do you know there's porn in music? Videos, millions of dollars are spent in videos trying to get you to change your thinking and to like it and to be impressed. Remember that word? Impressed by it. To have it stamped and marked in your head that this is what you should be like. This is what you should sound like. This is how you should respond when somebody bothers you. You shouldn't tolerate that. You should say this to that. Somebody's looking at you like they like you. This is what you should do to that. Take her number down. Get to know her. Meet up with her afterwards. Cut school. Drink. Get high. This is why you're here. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. But if this is not in your heart, you can't see his lies. I remember one time looking at going to somebody's house, and as I was walking through the living room, it was kind of crowded, something was going on, and there was a movie being played, and I saw some of the movie as I was watching, and I kept going, I said, no, I don't watch that. And somebody who was there said, why? That's just a movie. Deceived. And I'm not saying there's no movie out there that a Christian can't watch, but what I saw was something I know I can't watch. And I know that it's not just a movie. How do I know that? Because of this. Because God Almighty exposes Satan and his many, 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 many traps. Chasing the image. So the scripture that I want to leave you with, because I want to close. I want to leave you with the scripture found in Peter. Turn to it. Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. It's a very, very well-read scripture many times right here from this pulpit, but a lot of times it's ignored. Verse 8, 1 Peter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh, there he goes, on the move. Walketh, he is not sleeping, he doesn't vacate, he doesn't get tired, he's a spirit. Walketh, meaning he may show up one day in your building, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The Bible says, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. Roaring lion does not mean it's time to have fun, it's time to make you feel good, it's time to entertain you. Roaring lion usually means trouble. Amen? Verse 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Resist steadfast in the faith. That's our job, saints. That's not God's job. Remember, God, Almighty God, who dwells within us by the power of his Holy Spirit, he has a responsibility, and you and I have a responsibility. And our responsibility is not to be given to him, neither is his responsibility to be given to us. Remember that, because too often we say, no, God didn't. No. You have a choice to make in the matter. Resisting the devil means you are making the choice to say no to certain things. That's not God's choice. That's you. You and I. I don't care how old you are, 13, 14. You at 13 and 14 and 15 say no to certain things, to a lot of things. No, thank you. I don't want that kind of entertainment. I'll look for another kind of entertainment. No, I don't want to listen to that. I want to listen to something else. No, I don't want to read that. I don't want to see what's in that. No, I don't like that. No. Don't be afraid to say no. That's what resisting means. And sometimes you can resist the devil with nobody around. Sometimes you resist him not even opening up your mouth. Resist him in the chambers of your heart. Because those decisions that are made within your heart are going to reflect the actions that are made outside. Amen? Let's stand to our feet. Chasing the image. And the Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 that he, meaning Christ Jesus, is the express image of his person. The brilliance of his glory, the express image of the person of God Almighty. So when we want to know what to chase, listen to Christ. Chase Christ. He's the image that's set up for us, because God Almighty knows that we need to know, what are we to look like on the earth? What are we to sound like? How are we to respond? Image chasers, every single one of us. Image chasers. So let's chase the right image and get the right results. Amen? Praise the Lord. So the altars are open for those who have never encountered Christ, and those who have encountered Christ but have been following wrong images, saying wrong things, going after wrong desires, being impressed by the things that we ought to frown on. The altars is open and God says, I'm ready to clean you up tonight. If you want to be cleaned up by God Almighty, you come to this altar and we're going to pray together. And God's going to do a work so awesome that every single day of your life, you are going to be amazed at the majestic powers of the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The altars are open. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is in this place tonight, loving his people, wooing his people, working in the hearts of us because he so loves us and he wants us to be close to him. And those who have come to this altar for the first time, I'm going to pray a prayer with you. We are going to actually ask the Lord Jesus to begin a personal relationship one-on-one with you. So that you're no longer looking on the outside and just simply being a spectator in church. No, no, no. God Almighty is going to begin to reside in your heart, which is what he already wants to do. He set this day up. Neither you or me planned this day. Only God brought you here and is working in you. So for those who are accepting Christ for the first time, I want you to repeat these words after me. Amen. Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying for me, for paying the price of sin, of my sins. I believe that I will be saved if I accept what you've done for me. I believe that I will be delivered from all unrighteousness and from the wrath of God because of my faith in you. Lord Jesus, take my life today. Own me. Occupy me. Fill me today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray a special prayer now, Father, for those who have come up, Lord, because they have been guilty of doing those things that don't please you, of indulging in themselves in things that don't please you, God. And it has caused them to be drawn farther away from you instead of closer to you, God. God, I ask for mercy tonight. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you give them courage and strength to resist the devil on a daily basis, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you fill the hearts of those who are stepping out in faith for you. Fill the void, God. Let them have a peace and a joy about resisting those things that they should frown on, resisting those attacks from the devil. Lord, I pray in heaven that you further equip the saints of all ages in this house tonight, that they may be mighty men and women of God, and that many will see them and will desire the Christ they serve. Lord, have your way tonight and forevermore. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.